Little Alford School strike stands firm, council must use reserves. James Ivins, East London Socialist Party. I'm the least rebellious person I know. I get to school at 6:30. But I have participated in this strike, and I will continue to participate in this strike. The kids will miss out on a whole lot more if we fall. These words at the 19th of November strike rally sum up the motivations of pickets at Little Alford School in East London. Members of the National Education Union, NEU, had walked out on 4 days as the socialist went to press, with another two planned. The campaign against cramming even more students into this full-up camp has mobilized over 50 workers onto every picket line so far. Over a dozen have bought copies of the socialist newspaper. Another striker told the third day rally, "I come from a working class background. I wanted to give working class people a chance. That's why I went into education. That's not what's happening with this expansion." Even most of the school's senior management team is on strike against this disastrous plan. After more than 4 hours of negotiations, the education authority's response to the union's demand for 13 new jobs was, 2 points a jobs. Newham NEU rightly says the strike will go on till there's a real offer. The union has called further strike days for Tuesday 8 and Wednesday the 9th of December. Newham Council has over £500 million in usable reserves, and well over £1 billion in total reserves. The Labour administration has had 6 years warning of the need for more places. It should use its reserves and borrowing powers to create safe, manageable school places in the borough, under the democratic oversight of school unions, parents, and students, and send the bill to Westminster. Newham Mayor Oxana Fiers came to power promising she was different to the old Blairite regime of Sir Robin Wales. But what has really changed? Neither the Tories, nor the Labour of Fiers, Khan and Starmer, represents working class people. Trade unionists like the Little Alford strikers should consider their own electoral challenge to cuts politicians. The Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition exists to facilitate such stands. The NEU's national leadership has declared the strike will go on till there is an acceptable alternative. This is an important signal to the council that it is facing firm opposition. But Little Alford workers might wonder why there was not the same firmness for national strikes against unsafe pandemic conditions, against crushing workload and low pay. NEU members are willing to fight. They need a national leadership to match. Send messages of solidarity to louise.cafaro@neu.org.uk.